Friday's Girl by Charlotte Bingham. Read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. Just because you are poor does not mean that you are dirty. Although it has to be said, soap never having been cheap, that you might have a bit of trouble keeping clean. Certainly, no one could have felt the impact of dirt more than Edith that morning. And no one could have looked poorer. Indeed, her skirt and blouse, her apron and cap, could not have felt more depressing to their wearer had they been prison clothing decorated with small distinguishing arrows. What was more, after the weekend, the floor of that particular part of the Stag and Crown seemed to be inches thick in dirt from the street and spilled beer from the bar, not to mention pieces of dropped food. And at the edges of the tables and chairs lurked that worst of all worsts for the dedicated cleaner. Grime. Grime is not dust, not light and grey, but dark and slimy, and it is shifted with difficulty, as anyone who has tried to remove it knows. Luckily, Edith had strong arms. They might not be thick and round like those of her stepmother, the second Mrs. Hanson, and she might not have short, stubby fingers like hers. But since the time of her father's remarriage, she had been set to work as a general dog's body at the old coaching inn whose gardens bordered the rolling acres of Richmond Park. This meant that from the age of 10, Edith's slender arms had been toughened year by year, until now, at the ripe old age of 16 and a half, she found, perhaps unsurprisingly, that she could lift and shift with the best of them. Not that she did not still always feel sickened by the state of the inn floor every Monday morning. Not that she did not sometimes feel that she would like never to see a scrubbing brush or a pail of water ever again. Of course not.